the Lubbock Auto Auction, which has just been a pleasure to broadcast from 1122 East 34th Street. Tomorrow is the Flatland Collector Car Show and Auction starting at 9 a.m. And joining me right now, Tom Souter, also better known maybe as the Round Man. What's happening?
Good morning. Well, I'm excited. I feel like this is an opportunity for the people in West Texas and of course, you know, Lubbock area, to enjoy something that, my son and his wife have brought to the, South Plains that's never really been done, a classic car auction. You know, a lot of people would like to go see Barrett Jackson or one of these collector auctions, and, you know, they take a lot of pride in what they do, and they're working hard to get this done, and 175 classic cars from this area. I think they've done a wonderful job, and Jeff likes to share his love for the car business, and his wife also loves cars. They inherited that from a family that likes cars, and, you know, Jeff grew up watching the Dukes of Hazzard with his grandpa and Miami Vice, and you can't not like cars if you watch those shows. I mean, come on.
That's true.
So, you know, he's taken that a long way, and they've been very successful. They both work hard, and I'm very, very proud of them. His mom and I are just thrilled to death that this is going to happen. And I think it's an opportunity for people to come out and really look at a lot of the underground, classic cars that people have here in the South Plains. There's a lot more people that collect cars here than, well, of course, I don't collect money. It all goes to the cars. So it's been fun, and hopefully it turns out real well. I like to see a good turnout, and, all my Facebook friends and all my friends throughout life, in West Texas, sure invite them out here to see it. A good auction. I think they're good people, and this auction's been here since 1946. It's one of the oldest auctions in West Texas, or even Texas. And I think it says a lot for its establishment and its management over the years. Yep. And I'm anxious to see what it does, and hopefully everybody will come out and have a good time. Most of the time you go to these old auctions and old auctions or classic car auctions, I mean, you find out that, you know, the cars, go across the block, and a lot of times it's good and bad, but you know, you'll find out what your car's worth if you come out here and just observe sometimes. If you got a car at home you're fixing up or you're working on and you think it's going to be worth so much money when you're done, you might find out that it's worth more or less. And it's a good experience for anybody. It's an education. Every auction's different. You know, they provided people out here with some good food tomorrow. That's available. There's going to be 30 other vendors out here, and let me tell you, the whole staff, my son, my daughter-in-law, my wife's been involved with this. The auction out here, the personnel's great. Everybody's friendly, and you're not gonna be disappointed. And I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to y'all, and hopefully it goes well, and certainly want everybody to have a good time.
Yeah, well, I think you're gonna see a big crowd out here tomorrow. I mean, just from, you know, the amount of people who have been responsive on social media, you know, who have called, and not only here at Lubbock Auto Auction, but just, you know, I had Larry Williams of Williams Brake Tune and Tire. People were calling him going, okay, what are some of these details? I'm hearing about this. What are the details? So, I mean, people are excited about this auction.
Well, you know, Jeff and Megan are they're the ones that sort of created the Car Chasers, and they put it on national network, and it's been good, and it helps people realize that there's a lot of collectors across the country and across the world. You know, it's the world's smaller place than what it was a few years ago. I mean, people have you know, emailed them or called them or written to them and told them how much they've enjoyed that. And it's a pleasure to have a family oriented show that shows the possibilities of hobbies being successful, or at least for the car fanatics to know what to look for sometimes. And we give good advice out, and it's honest advice, and we're not trying to guide anybody in any direction, because, you know, there's a love for a car comes from within. a lot of people grew up with a certain year of a car or a certain type of car they really like, and that's what they want to go back to and repair or restore. And it's a lot of fun, and it's clean fun.
Well, and I'll tell you, you brought up the family show, and when I had Jeff on, I think it was what 2 weeks ago or so. He was talking about how it's a real show, you know, and so often you look at reality TV on some of these shows, and, you know, they're telling them to do certain things. They're, you know, they're telling them to do a little extra to create drama and all of this. Car Chaser's not that way, though.
Well, no, I don't get a script, and they just, you know, they'll call me up sometimes, tell me come over, and they want to do this or do that, and they put me in a situation, and it's just up to me to work my way out of it. Sort of like raising a child, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You figure it out day by day. But it's Jeff and Megan both have a good heart. They work hard, and like I said, very, very proud of them. I've had a lot of response. People email me and say that they could tell that I'm a little ornery, but, you know, they could tell there's a lot of love there, too,
right.
And there is. That'll never go away. So,
well, you know, you've been to a lot of auctions, right?
Since I was 9 years old, I've come to this auction here in Lubbock, Texas.
What is this, you think, that this really means to not only Lubbock, but to the Lubbock Auto Auction itself?
Well, I hope it ignites some enthusiasm across the board for everybody to get involved with something that's fun to have. There's a lot of clubs here in Lubbock. There's the Mustang Club, a Corvette Club. There's the Caprock Classic Car Club.
Mm-hmm.
These people are good people. They're hardworking people. They're down to earth people. And they enjoy and love to show their cars, and that's part of it, and that's a big part of our community. And anytime you've gone to the Blue Ribbon Show or the Slayton Car Show with the Caprock Classic Car Cup puts on, you'll find good family entertainment. I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of, and there's nothing to hide, and it's just honest to goodness good fun. And you know what? We need just a little bit more of that in America.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you. It's going to be a great time tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. But like you said, there's going to be something out here for just about everybody. I mean, it's, you know, for women, kids, men, everybody. Of course, there might be some wives who are sticking a little bit closer to their husband whenever the bidding comes up, right?
Well, that's true. You don't want to buy something your wife's not going to like in the morning, that's for sure. And I did see something unusual yesterday. I saw a suburban Lanch. A guy made an Avalanche out of a Suburban. So that's a little different.
I've never seen that before.
And there's a lot of hot rods out here, street rods, some rat rods, some, Ferraris, Mustangs, Camaros, blown Camaros. It's really neat to see a lot of I haven't seen a lot of these cars, and this is the business my brother's been in for over 40 years here in Lubbock. So it's not like it's unusual for us to not deal in this type of cars, but there's cars around here I haven't seen at all.
Yeah, which, I mean, look, you're going to get 175 cars out here tomorrow morning. You're going to see cars from just everywhere. And one of the things that we talked about earlier were some of the trucks. You know, not only the cars, I love some of these older trucks that are coming through, too.
Well, I see a Dodge pickup truck that's as old as I am, and I'm 67, it looks like, or maybe older, and 49 Willys Jeep pickup truck, and, 55 Chevy trucks and rat rod trucks, and there's just all kinds out here. It makes me very proud that the kids work that hard and they've got that much response. And you know what? They had 30 or 40 other people want to bring their cars out, and they got full because they want to do it in a timely manner where it doesn't take all day to do something. I mean, it's 175 cars to run takes a little bit of time, and professionals doing it. It's going to be a great great thing to come and see.
Hey, Brown Man, I appreciate you coming on. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
You bet. Thank you.